This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A day after two suicide bombers killed 15 Israelis, Israeli aircraft sent missiles into the Gaza home of a senior leader of Hamas, wounding him and killing his son and bodyguard. Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has cut short a state visit to India and is returning to Jerusalem. One of the bombs exploded in a crowded Jerusalem cafe, the other at a bus stop beside an army base. Hamas claimed responsibility for both attacks. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
At both bombings, it was pandemonium and a sickening scene of blood-spattered walls and a desperate search for body parts. Stunned soldiers who moments before waited at the end of a day's shift watched colleagues carted off in the aftermath of the first attack at an army base outside Tel Aviv. The bomber responsible was reported to have stepped from a car, walked into the crowd of soldiers at a bus stop, and almost immediately blew himself up. The blast killed eight soldiers. 20-year-old Ayel Schneider helped tend the wounded. I heard people screaming, an attack, help me, he said. I saw at least 18 people lying on the ground. With at least two others in critical condition, the death toll may climb. 5 hours later, an explosion shook Jerusalem. Ordinarily, this posh neighborhood of period buildings and flower-draped window boxes is a picturesque portrait of the quiet life that Jerusalem offers in less tense times. Leafy streets are lined with boutiques, jewelry shops, and small cafes that cater to window shoppers and diners. The Hillel Cafe last night was filled with young late-night customers coming to take stock of the day's events outside Israel, believing the worst had passed. Eli Beer commands an emergency rescue unit and arrived on the scene within minutes of the bombing.
First thing I saw was people running away from the scene. And it was people were so frightened from all over the restaurants. Second thing I saw was people just laying there on the floor. Some of them were hurt bad. Some of them, I saw a few people on the entrance that were killed. People were just, weren't ready for it. They were just ready to take a break.
A nurse on the scene said within minutes, everyone injured had someone helping them. Such is the state of readiness that Israel has come to know. Police say a guard at the door attempted to stop the suicide bomber, but he pushed his way inside before detonating his powerful bomb. It shattered the cafe's huge windows and any sense of hope that negotiations would stem the new spiral of bloodshed. The bombings came the same day an Israeli incursion into the occupied West Bank town of Hebron killed three Palestinians. Military sources say two Hamas operatives died in a prolonged firefight. Shrapnel from the fire killed a young boy. Today, Israel buries its dead, including a father and daughter who sat in Cafe Hillel last night. The government's stated goal to wipe out the leadership and operatives of Hamas, who claimed responsibility for both bombings, is likely to be stepped up. Today's airstrike in Gaza underscores Israel's resolve. There are also renewed calls in the cabinet to expel Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. His newly designated prime minister, Ahmed Kouraya, condemned the attack, saying it made negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians all the more urgent. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jerusalem.